Welcome to the podcast. Today for my independent reading book, I will be reviewing Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is kind of in a self-help category, and let's dive into it. So in simple terms, the book, I mean, it, you know, pretty much is the title, Think and Grow Rich. Noel believes the philosophy behind gaining wealth and success all comes from within your mindset and within the perspective in which you see wealth and success. So he really emphasizes on the fact that wealth, anything like that, it comes from the state of mind first. That is first things first, it's your state of mind. And also before we go on, wants to emphasize that when he means, you know, to be rich or to be successful, it doesn't just mean with money. It's anything. It's happiness. It's health. It's your relationship. It's your business. It's your success with your lover, your family. So it comes in a broader category. And so in this book, Hill will kind of give his secrets to how the very elite of this world use the power of the mind to manifest great wealth. I read a book recently. It's called The Secret, which was talking about the spiritual idea of the law of attraction. In simple terms, it's the idea that what you think is what you manifest. So what you believe, what you convince yourself, what you tell yourself, what you think every day, every second, is what becomes your reality. You create your own reality. It's a very spiritual term. It's one of the building blocks to what I think is the term to be a spiritual person, manifesting and believing in yourself. So he applies this idea to tangible things such as money and stuff like that. And so one of the main steps that he wants people to take is to control your own destiny. This is something that we see throughout the book. It's definitely trying to implement it in your mind. Control your own destiny. He believes in the power to create your own reality. Like I said, in the other spiritual terms. He is a believer in the ability to change perspective instantly. But it's this idea that preconceived perspectives on money, fame, and all those things, it can easily change within seconds. And that simple split second of a change, that paradigm shift, is the difference between creating wealth and manifesting wealth. To do this, kind of overcome your thoughts, to kind of navigate your thoughts, he believes in choosing and focusing on one thing, one particular thing. He believes that those that focus on one thing will put their max effort to that thing, and which will give them the advantage to those who, you know, have multiple things they want, right? People want so many things in life. We all have many things that we want in life. But those that actually acquire it are those that focus on one thing. There's a great quote, not in the book, but just in general. It's like the man who is a guy hunting in the woods, and there's two rabbits, and the man who tries to get both rabbits gets none. And the idea that, you know, if you try while pursuing both, they both run away. But if you focus on one, you can at least get one. That's the message that he's trying to portray. I'm gonna read some of my favorite quotes in this book, because there's just so many. But these are just some of my favorite ones. The way of success is the way of continuous pursuit of knowledge. Another one is, riches, when they come in huge quantities, are never the result of hard work. Riches come if they come at all, in response to definite demands, based upon the application of definite principles and not by chance or luck. By principles, what he's talking about is universal principles. You can tell that Napoleon Hill is definitely somewhat of a spiritual thinker, a spiritual philosopher, because for me, I definitely believe in this, that there are universal principles that cannot be broken, nor can be manipulated, nor can be changed. There are just universal principles that work in this universe. And one of those universal principles that can't be broken is the idea of manifestation, the idea that you create your own reality. When defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more toward your goal. Another one is, most people go through life as failures because they habitually wait for the time to be right to start doing something worthwhile. Those are just some of my favorite quotes. In my opinion, for the majority of the book, it definitely talks about things that, things that many people probably would already know, setting goals, using your passion, having that drive and passion, having that focus, all those are very important, but those are all things that we just know as humans. But the main message that really stuck out to me was the idea of using the law of attraction for money, wealth. And if it works for money and wealth, then it will also work for, your reality, your perspectives, your relationships with people. And so this is something that's definitely stuck by me. Before, I was very interested in, and I was reading a lot about the law of attraction, but this book really helped me open my mind up to use the law of attraction in different ways that I didn't know. You know, I always use the law of attraction to change the reality, change the perspective that I see things, help with my relationships, help with just everything. This book, Think and Grow Rich, definitely helped me understand how to use the law of attraction for things like, your business, gaining wealth. Overall, is an amazing, 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 amazing book. Probably definitely top two that I've read so far this year for the independent reading series. 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, honestly, I would recommend this book. I wouldn't even recommend it. I would say it's a must read. It's a really amazing book. Napoleon Hill does a great job of kind of breaking it down, making it really simple for the reader to understand the idea of manifestation, how to use it for wealth, how to focus your goals, how to focus and use your passions for all these things. So again, an amazing book. It's a must read.